How does God make his will known? Is it possible to hear God's voice? I say yes, not only because I've heard him, not audibly, but undoubtedly, but also because he promised in Scripture that he would speak through the Holy Spirit. I can take him at his word that God makes known to me what I need to know. Now, supernatural guidance is different from the way Jesus guided his disciples. And we can't follow him around like the disciples did, but God still guides us today, just not in the same way that Jesus did. Now, Jesus was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus was obviously in the flesh with the disciples. But you know what? God is still with us today. Just not in a physical way. He works through the Holy Spirit to reveal his will to us and to guide us. Now today, we're going to pick up where we left off last time, and we're going to look at his promise to guide us out of John 16 and how we receive that guidance. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I invite you to subscribe and also click the bell for notifications. I don't want you to miss any of the episodes because every single week I read from the Bible, and it is so packed with such valuable information. I have said before, maybe you've heard me say it, that our tongues have the power of life and death. I want a speaking life. And that's why after I read a little bit of scripture, I pull out a declaration that I invite you to believe and speak with me, because it will empower your tongue with truth. Now, this week I want to pick up right where I left off last time. Last time I answered the question, does the Holy Spirit guide us? We looked into John 16 for the yes answer. And this time, I left off just at the first part of verse 13 in John 16 last time. I'm going to read the rest of the verse and on into 15 so that we can look at how he guides us. And I'm going to read out of the NIV, the New International Version. He, the Holy Spirit, will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. And now here is the great news that I drew directly from that passage. God makes known to me what I need to know. Will you repeat that with me? God makes known to me what I need to know. Now, I need to address the fact that not all Christians believe that God speaks to them. I've been around the church long enough to know that there are many committed and absolutely precious believers in Jesus who would say that if you want to hear from God, you need to read the Bible. Now, to that I say yes, amen, absolutely. In the verses that I just read, John 16, 13 through 15, Jesus was speaking directly to his disciples when he said that the Holy Spirit would speak. I know that. It's true that Jesus didn't tell us that the Holy Spirit would speak. He told them. Now, I am on board with the fact that the Bible wasn't written to us. It was written for us. In fact, I have said that repeatedly in my Bible Basics video series. Yes, Jesus was speaking to the disciples when he made that promise. But I cannot ignore what Jesus said about his sheep in John 10. Now, before he spoke the words recorded in John 16, Jesus talked about how his sheep would know him. They would hear his voice and they would follow him. Not everyone sharing my faith in Jesus would agree with me about hearing the voice of God. And yet I remain steadfast in my assertion that God still speaks today. But that doesn't mean He's going to tell me everything. Now, if you weren't with me last time, I really do encourage you to go back and watch the previous video, because I talked about how in John 16:12, Jesus said, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." And then in the very first part of verse 13, he told his disciples that the Holy Spirit was coming soon. Now, rather than overwhelming them with way too much information, he held his tongue and he promised that they would be guided at the proper time. When it comes to God's plans and his activity in our lives, we will know what we need to know when we need to know it. One of the promises that we can take away from John 16 is that God speaks right on time. God knows that there are times when I need to know what to expect, and then there are other times when it's best if I don't know what's around the bend. God makes known to me what I need to know. That's our declaration today, and it will empower your tongue with truth if you say it with me. Will you say it? God makes known to me what I need to know. Now, I often joke about being on a need-to-know basis with God, and most of the time, he doesn't seem to think I need to know. He keeps a lot away from me because he wants me to walk by faith and not by sight. He's revealed so much right here, but there are times when I need to know. I have a decision to make. I'm facing a challenge or a problem, and I just need to know, and then he will speak to my spirit. I talked about it last time through a sense in my gut or through a thought that pops into my head, but he is so faithful to let us know at just the right time. He does move in mysterious ways, but he will never whisper something into your spirit that is contrary to what's in the Bible. You and I need to know what the Bible says about God's character, about his promises, and about his son before we can trust our gut about what he might be saying to us. I keep talking the last few weeks about my son, Sam, who was born on Leap Day, and we just went through Leap Day in 2024 when I'm recording this, and that would have been his 28th birthday, but he passed away on St. Patrick's Day. He was only with us for a short time, and I remember that when I was pregnant with him, I just had this sense in my gut that something wasn't right. I remember even my OB saying to me, "Shauna, this is your second pregnancy. So often, you know, moms are like, everything went well the first time, so maybe something will go wrong this time." He said, "It's very normal. You know, just let it go. I'm sure everything's fine." And everything wasn't fine. The Lord prepared me in a way, right? I want you to know that if you're committed to listening to God, so that you can obey what he says, he will give you a sense of peace when you make decisions for your life that line up with his perfect will. Don't be surprised if you ask and don't hear anything. Now, if you're on the right track, God doesn't need to correct you to guide you, right? You're already headed in the right direction. He knows right when to step in with the information you need. It's that moment that you head off in the wrong direction. He may choose to keep quiet in the meantime. And I tell you what, be patient. Be patient when asking God for his direction, because he's not in a hurry. Although God exists beyond the limits of time, he is sensitive to time. And he has mastered the art of perfect timing. Carefully discern the voice of God, my friend. You can do that through cultivating a relationship with him through reading the Bible and speaking with him in prayer. Then go right ahead and ask him to make known to you what you need to know. Discerning, spirit-filled believers can trust the Holy Spirit's leading when we pray for the guidance that Jesus said we would get. Because again, in John 16:14, he said, "The Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you." So if you're seeking God's will, Don't worry through the silence. Keep faith and trust that God speaks right on time. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you do speak, that we are your sheep, and you sent Jesus as our shepherd, and then he sent the Holy Spirit. When he left to go and return to heaven and be with you, he did not leave us alone. And we thank you for the words in Acts chapter 2, the whole story about how the Spirit came and ignited the church and filled us with power. The same kind of power that you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, we have as Spirit-filled believers. And certainly that power is enough to help us know your will, discern your will, and make choices, Father God, that honor you. And so, Lord, we ask that you would lead us, that you would guide us even today, that you would help us to discern those gut feelings, that listen to those checks in our spirit that give us hesitation and pause. Father, we want to obey you. We want to please you. And we know, Lord, that you speak. And so we are listening, Lord. Speak even now. We love you and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for staying with me to the end. I mean it when I pray for you. I want you to know that every word that I pray for you, I believe that God is working. I believe that you're here and that you stay tuned all the way to the end for a reason. Perhaps you know someone that needs to know that God still speaks today and that he guides us so gently but firmly when we listen and obey. And so maybe you could share that. I would also like it if you would click the like and subscribe, click the bell, all those things, right? And even leave me a comment. It means so much to me to hear from you. Because you know what? Even when you're talking to me through a comment, your tongue has power. Use it for good.